Blog Talk Radio.
So much is going on. Sure, we all have our certain problems, but that doesn't mean can't find the time help somebody that may need a hand. I have a question, just a simple question. Oh, I have a question. Do we care at all? We can't sit back another day, watching our future wash away, thinking it's not a problem. Do we care at all? 'Cause we can't waste another day, watching our future wash away, thinking it's not a problem. Do we care at all? Our sisters in poverty raising our children. See,
we need to help them.
See, that kid could hold the key to tomorrow. Not always about you and me. I have a question, just a simple question. I have a question, do we care at all? 'Cause we can't sit back another day, watching our future wash away, thinking it's not our problems. Do we care at all? 'Cause we cannot waste another day, watching our future wash away, as if it's not our problems. Do we care at all? Now, I know that you got a lot your day to day, but if you see someone in need, don't pull away. Cannot sit back another day, watching our future wash away, as if it's not our problem.
Shalom, Yisrael family and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara Al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. As always, I'll suggest that you all grab your notepads, your iPads, your pens, your pencils, all those things that you would need for a really good study. And if you can hear me, give me a shout out. Let me know that you can hear me. Thank you. I'm going to start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us all to come to this moment to give you praise and give you honor on your holy Shabbat day. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to go through the lessons and the blessings that you bestowed upon us throughout the course of this week. And through this lesson, may you open those things up for us as individuals and show the beauty of your word that you've shown us throughout the course of the week. We thank you for the health and strength that you've brought us to this moment to have. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to show the light of Yahushua that dwells within us throughout the course of the week. We thank you for helping us to remove those things that are not of you in thy Son throughout the course of this week. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Yahushua's holy and precious name. I pray on behalf of my family and you, the listening audience, and all of Israel. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with loving favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, as a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. Shabbat shalom again, family. I am Yarao of Beth Yahweh Congregation, and as I said, this is another session of Can It Be That Simple? What we're going to do this week, simple subject. We've all had this subject before, or we talked about this subject before, and it's appreciation. And the reason why this actually came up because, you know, I've been off of work for the past couple of weeks, and it's been wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It has been wonderful. And then when I went back to work, because it ended today, Security Officer Appreciation Week. So I go back to work on Security Officer Appreciation Week. And so throughout the course of the days that I was there, the security managers had put together a little program for the staff members. You know, they provided food on one day. They provided a raffle on another day. They allowed us to, being a security officer, we have to have, we wear a uniform and certain things that, having a uniform, we have to provide. So, we have to wear. And so normally we are, supposed to wear either black socks or white socks, depends on your situation. But so they allowed us to wear, as they say, crazy socks or something that was unauthorized. So that was, one of the things that they, they was a little lenient on our uniforms. But, so that's one of the things that came to my mind in regards to this lesson, in regards to appreciation. And what actually, brought it to my mind is because sometimes when people pass, people tend to want to show appreciation or say good things about a person after they pass. And one of the things that came to my mind was, why can't we as individuals show appreciation for someone while they're living? That person is alive and well, looking you in the face, and you bring it to their attention that they are definitely doing a great thing in your life. They're helping you along, helping you over humps. And you never know how much you might be helping them to get over humps also by showing your appreciation or conversing with them in regards to the goodness that they are providing for you in your life. Rather be good or bad. Because sometimes that correction that someone gives you is for your good. Because that's one of the things that we learn in the scriptures, is that the Father corrects us because he loves us. He corrects us and to get us to stay on that road of righteousness. One of the things that, I want to, bring up, and, our teacher recently made a comment in one of his teachings, and he was saying how, you know, sometimes I've said it before, you know, it's like, you know, I'm a sinner, this, that, the other, blah, blah, blah. The Father knows my heart, blah, 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 you know. However, you know, our teacher, Rob, he made a comment, and it really stuck with me, and I wanted to repeat this one. And he said to us that, he said, we are righteous people that make mistakes from sometimes. And the scripture says how the Father will lift us up with his right hand and help us out. Because what are we doing? We're not, how can I say it? We don't wake up wanting to sin. We don't practice sin. What we're doing is practicing righteousness. So when we identify ourselves as being a sinner, yet we're trying to be perfect in his word, we cleave into Yahushua, then what have we done? We're not even acknowledging the walk that we're walking because we're still acknowledging ourselves as being sinners. When in essence, we're not sinners because we're not putting forth efforts to sin. We're righteous people who make mistakes from time to time. And when he said that, I forget exactly how he said it, but that's how I received it. And I was like, wow, that's a different perspective of viewing me as an individual who's walking according to the ways of the Most High. Because I can't use certain things as an excuse. Whereas when I'm identifying myself as being a sinner, then boom, I have an excuse. Hey, I'm going to mess up, blah, blah, blah. I can mess up today because I'm a sinner. But I'm not a sinner. I am a righteous man striving to do the things of the Most High according to his word. And because of humanity, I may slip up here and there. But I'm not putting forth an effort to slip up. I just wanted to put that one out there. Just, you know, I don't know how, you know, you may view it, but hopefully you viewed it in a more, in a positive light, that we are righteous. And if we look in the mirror and see ourselves as being righteous, then our whole perspective on what we're doing for our fellow man may be viewed even differently. I'm going to go to the scriptures. I'm going to go to Romans chapter 12. And we read this one before many times. I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. I think I just want to read 2, but you know, I'm going to just read the beginning of the letter. And it says, this is, I believe, Brother Paul. And it says, therefore I urge you, brothers, by the mercies of Elohim, to present your bodies a living sacrifice to Elohim, which is your spiritual service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is good, well-pleasing, and perfect will of Yah. See, this is what we're doing because we have cleaved to Yahushua. We have been baptized in Yahushua. We have risen up in the newness of life, having that seed of Yahushua in us, having that light of Yahushua in us. See, we know Yahushua did not walk out trying to be a sinner. And if he dwells within us, that's what we're going to be doing also. Because we have renewed our mind. We are renewing our mind to not be how it used to be. And as we put that spirit in us and put that word in us and practice those things that the scriptures teach, we are becoming a different person. We're becoming a different individual. And when we're becoming a different individual, we need to acknowledge that to one another. Because if we're acknowledging this to one another, what are we doing? We're constantly encouraging one another over and over and over and over again. Because we are our own cheerleaders, one another. We are that one body trying to make sure that each part is functioning according to how it's supposed to function. Constantly letting each other know, good job. Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I never thought of it like that. Thank you. Because at the same time, what are we doing? When we're thanking one another for the goodness that they're doing in our life, we're actually thanking the Father. Because the Father has placed that person in our life to do his will. And we have to look at one another as being in each other's life by the will of the Most High, the will of the Father. Yahushua chose us to do this thing for him, to show him on the earth. We've had in many teachings, we said we as believers are little messiahs. But do we really believe that? And if we do believe that, then we must put forth that greater effort, first of all, as the scriptures say, charity starts at home. First of all, you have to show that charity and that love and that kindness in your home. And then you branch out. Then you branch out. And when you're branching out, it's not going to seem like you're doing anything out of the ordinary. Why? Because you're naturally doing something that has become a part of you. And that is Yahushua. Because what we're doing, we're demonstrating those characters of Yahushua. As they say in the scriptures, I think it's Galatians 5:21-22, the fruit of the Spirit. See, because the nature that we're renewing ourselves from is a couple of scriptures up when it talks about the works of the flesh. See, the more we demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit, the more we're getting rid of, I'm not going to say we're suppressing the works of the flesh, we're getting rid of the works of the flesh. Because now because as the scripture reads, we're renewing our minds. We're thinking differently. We're thinking more like Yahushua. Okay, now we're going to go to this scripture. Getting back to the same point. Us helping one another. We're going to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. And I normally use the World English Bible, but when I read it in this one, in that World English Bible, it wasn't hitting like I wanted to hit. I'm using the New Heart English Bible. I don't know if you heard of that one, but I got this, I'm using this online program, Bible Hub, and this is the name of the Bible, and this is how it reads in this particular Bible. Like I said, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13, it says, therefore, exhort one another. Exhort one another and build each other up, even as you also do. But we ask you, brothers, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in Yahushua and admonish you, and to respect and honor them and love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. We exhort you, brothers, admonish the disorderly, encourage the faint of heart, support the weak, and be patient toward all. See, this is what we're supposed to do for one another. Because everybody is not, everybody is not in the same place in the boat. I tend to use the boat analogy. Because you got some in the front of the boat, you got some in the middle of the boat, you got some in the back of the boat, you got some on the lower level of the boat, you got some on the top of the boat, So we're all in different places on this boat, but this boat is going to one destination. And that destination that we are going toward is we're trying to hit that mark, which is Yahushua. And he is that door. See, that's the mark we're looking forward to getting to. We get into that door, and we utilizing, having the opportunity to utilize the keys that he has given us, to stay on his righteous path that leads us to the kingdom. Because that's what we've come to realize and understand, that he is the door to the kingdom. and meet our Father, His Father, our Father. From here, we're going to go to Mark chapter 9, 49 and 50. And it reads, "But everyone will be salted with fire, and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, what will you season it? What will you season it? Have salt in yourself and be at peace with one another." See, when I went to this, Father took me to this scripture, you know, and he said, when we deal with fire, fire is trials, tribulations. Salt is a preserver. So what is he doing? He is preserving us as we go through the fire, giving us an opportunity to learn something. See, because when we go through that fire and we're being seasoned, you know, if those who are, you know, I like to do the, you know, I cook a little bit. But when you throw salt on that grill with that grilled meat, whoo, you talking about something tasting good at the end? And that's what he's telling us. I'm going to salt you up, and then I'm going to send you through that fire, and you're going to come out being perfect. You're going to be perfectly flavored for all to take part of. Why? Because you're seasoned enough in whatever situation that might happen in somebody's life and be able to give them what they need to get through it, because you've been through it. And you still have your preservatives in you, because you're staying and understanding that every time you go through a situation and trial and tribulation, what are you doing? It's strengthening you and seasoning you and making you flavorful for the next person who may need you, that may need you to uplift them, as we read in the previous scripture, because they faint at heart. Give them that support because they're a little weak in a situation. Help them out. Give them the encouragement to be just a little patient. Be a little patient. You helping them out. When they begin to waver off the path, you go over there and you're like, "Come on back over here. Hey, what you doing over there? You know you ain't supposed to be doing that." Why? Because somebody has done that to you. Someone has shown you that love. Someone has helped you along. We're supposed to do. We're supposed to help one another, encourage one another. So from here, we're going to go to Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 24. And it reads, "You shall bring them near to Yahweh, and the priest shall cast salt on them, and they shall be offered, and they shall offer them up for a burnt offering to Yahweh." So when we're reading this, it's actually talking about sacrifices. And that these particular sacrifices that he's talking about in this one, I believe it's goats, it's rams and bulls. But the previous scripture before this is actually talking about goats. But if you pay attention, he's talking about bulls and rams. And he's talking about adding his salt to them. Right? So what is he doing? He's adding this flavor, this preservative to them. And then, as we know what the burnt offering is, it's a whole burnt offering. So they burn the whole animal. See, we become that, you know, as we started off in Romans, you know, we had that offering up to the Father on a daily basis. And we got that salt in us because we got that seasoning. We got those life applications, those life experiences, and we offering ourselves up daily because we want to be that sweet smell to Him, you know, that good barbecue, you know. I mean, you know, just like, you know, Father, you know, just
my opinion right now. He likes a good barbecue. The sweet savor in the nose. You know, I'm a meat eater too, you know, and I like this smell of grilled meat, you know. But I digress, as they say. You know, I had fish for dinner today. But from here we're going to go to Numbers chapter 18. And we're going to go to verse 19. And it reads, all the wave offerings of the holy things, which of the sons of Israel offer to Yahweh, I have given you and your sons and your daughters with you as a portion forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before Yahweh to you and to your offsprings with you. So this is talking about, you know, a covenant of salt, and it's saying that all the, you know, the offerings Israel made unto the Mighty One, or unto Yahweh, had to have salt on it, had to have that flavoring on it, you know. And when we look at salt, salt is a preservative, but also, oh, you know what? When I looked, you know, when I went to these scriptures, I actually looked the word salt up in these different scriptures. I mean, I just got caught up in the Hawkins. Let me see. I initially said salt in a testimony of Yahushua and Mark chapter 9, verse 49. That's where the salt is in this particular scripture. And it's from, in your Greek lexicon, it's 217, halos, and it's salt. And I'm reading from the Help Word Studies. And this is, you know, because I've read a little differently in this particular definition. It says salt, figuratively. Elohim preserves and seasons a believer as they grow, i.e., in loving the Most High with all their heart, soul, mind, strength, and in all their relationships. So when we look at that, when we love the Father with all our heart and all our soul and all our relationships, this is us learning. You know, we're learning. We're being preserved. And how are we being preserved? We're being preserved by what we learn and what we experience with the Most High, what we experience with His Son. You know, and these things can't be taken away from us. Only thing we can do is share that flavor with someone, share that experience. And when we share it with someone, then they too can have an idea of what to expect. But we know that everybody's experience is different. But then they have something to compare it with. When they compare their experiences with your experiences, and then they have an opportunity to share both experiences with someone else. And what experiences are we sharing? We are sharing our experiences with Most High, with Yahushua, with our association with the Word, and our association with our fellow man. This is what we're sharing with each other. This flavoring, this seasoning, you know, for those who, you know, you go over somebody's house and you're like, yo, what did you season that chicken with? Yo, that chicken was off the chizane. You know, and you get the person say, well, I made my own blend. I put this and I put that, I put this and I put that. I'm like, and you be like, wow. And then you're like, can I use that? Can I borrow that? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and get that, you know. And then they go home and they do the same, put them same spice, bop, 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 together, put it on their chicken, and it don't taste the same. And so then they take those flavors and they add something else to it. Bow. Next thing you know, booyah, it's popping for them. because their taste buds is popping now. Woo! Added a little this to that seasoning that that person gave me, and now this chicken tastes even better. I'm going to try this seasoning on my fish, see what it turned out to be. And this is just dealing with that salt, that flavoring, that those experiences we go through with one another, with the Most High, and we sharing it with someone. But at the same time, what is he doing? That salt is a preserver. And what is it preserving? It's preserving our mind with the Most High. It's preserving our soul with the Most High and allowing us to understand the strength that he gives us. This is what these trials and tribulations do. This is what that salt do, so that we can constantly be of use for him. And that's what we have to come to understand. We're in use for him. All of us, from the leadership down, in servitude to the Most High, we're all in servitude to the Father. We just have been chosen by Yahushua. We're just being led and guided and given the example of Yahushua. From here, we're going to go to Mark. And this is just going back to, you know, the explanation that it gave for salt. And we're going to go to Mark chapter 12. I'm going to read verses 30 and 31. And it reads, Yahushua answered, "The greatest is, hear Yisrael, Yahweh our Elohim. Yahweh is one. You shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first command. The second is like this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commands, no other command greater than these." Because when we identify ourselves as believers in Yahushua, that means we believe in his Father who sent him. And we know in our minds we are serving the Father with all our intellect, all our feelings, all our actions, all our fortitude. This is what we're using to serve the Most High in all situations, good, bad, and in between. But sometimes that flesh rises up and say, "Hey, what's up? You ain't getting what you expected. Hey, I got something going on over here. Let's go how we used to be." And then what happens? That's when that mind kicks in like, "Nah, not doing that." That's going back to earlier. "You know, I ain't doing that no more. I'm a righteous man. Righteous people don't do that. You know, I'm not doing that no more." That's when the scripture talks about how the Most High said, "I'm going to write my laws on your inward parts. I'm going to help you keep them because I'm going to write them on you. And I'm going to put them in you. I'm going to constantly remind you about them." And this is what he does for us. Because he wrote his laws, statutes, and judgments in our minds. So that when foolishness comes up in our minds, we have the ammunition and the tools, as we read in Ephesians about the whole armor of Yahushua. And we're supposed to have this on to help us beat ourselves up and keep ourselves walking in that righteous way. And then, going back to that scripture, 31, our neighbor, loving our neighbor as ourselves. Because if I see my neighbor going astray, I help him out too. Why? Because if I help him out, I'm doing a father's service. Because he belongs to the Father also. I'm going to help him out. Why? Because my servitude is to the Father. And see, and that's what we have to start remembering. Our servitude is not to the next man. Our servitude is to the Father in heaven first. Because if we look at Yahushua, his servitude was to his Father. And man got the repercussions, or not the repercussions, he got the end results of him showing his Father, doing his Father's service to humanity. We can do the same exact thing. From here, we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. And it reads, from among them and be separated. May the mighty one touch no unclean thing. I will receive you. I will be to you a father. You will be to me sons and daughters, says the mighty one. And see, when you go into this scripture, in these scriptures, it's talking about being equally yoked. Separate ourselves with those that are not equally yoked with us. We can't make ourselves unclean with those that are not equally yoked with us. We have to separate from them. And that's one of the things that we do when we come to the ways of the Most High. We're separating ourselves from our former nature, which was that of the adversaries, and doing, or as we say, breaking the laws of the Most High, sinning, being an enmity to the Father, being enmity with Yahushua. But if we say that we love him, and that we're following him, and that he's a friend to us, then that means we have to do the will of our Father, which is his Father, and go, and as they say, be adopted into his household. From here, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 14. We're going to read from 14 to 21. And it reads, therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, and arise from the dead. And Messiah will shine on you. Therefore, watch carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, foolish, but understand what the will of Yahushua is. Do not be drunken with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and melodies in your heart, Abba, giving thanks always concerning all things in the name of Yahushua to Elohim, even Abba, subjecting yourselves to one another of Yahushua. See, we don't want Yahushua to reject us. And if we're supposed to be doing the things of Yahushua, and Yahushua is in us, what comes to my mind is, as scriptures say, haven't we done wonderful works in your name? And he said, depart from me, ye doers of iniquity, for I never knew you. Why didn't he know you? Because you didn't demonstrate his character. You didn't show his servitude. You wasn't in service to his father. You was in service to your father, the devil, Satan, the opponent. See, because we've learned that the opponent can transform himself into an angel of light. He can give you the impression that he is doing things righteously. And we know, and we've learned, and it's all through the Father giving him the authority to do these things. But the Father also has told us in his word, or his word has already told us, that I'm not going to have you ignorant of his devices. Choose to follow after adversary. We can say that we didn't know. Because he said, you know, I don't want you to be ignorant of his devices. I'm going to tell you how he coming. You know, in the words of, you know, in our football analogies, you know, it's third and one on the 1 yard line. Everybody is in the, you know, you in the I formation. The defense know that you're about to run the ball. The defense knows this. So they're going to stack the middle. Why? Because this formation you have shown over and over and over again, and this is what you do in that formation. Because Satan don't do anything new. He doesn't change it. You just get people who think what they call insanity, doing the same thing over and over, over and over again, and expecting different results. That's what happens to us sometimes. We become insane. We become delusional in our own minds. But he doesn't want us to do that. And how do we do that? By constantly assisting one another, appreciating one another, loving one another. That's what we have to do. And we don't have to wait until a person is no longer around. Or we don't have to wait until the next feast day. We don't have to wait to the next Sabbath day. We can call I think it was AT&T or Bell Electric, Bell Atlantic. You know, the phones keep you right there at hand. We can reach out and touch somebody. Just give a person a call. And in this modern time, sometimes people be busy. Send them a text. That's just like sending a letter to somebody. That's old school right there. You know, sending somebody a letter, putting it in the mail, putting a stamp on it. Might open a letter up from you and be like, yo, this person wrote me a letter. That's taking time, putting thoughts on a piece of paper. I mean, if I do that, I don't do it, so I ain't did that in a while. You know. haven't done that in a while. But just, you know, just we have to show appreciation to one another. You know, when the Father opens our eyes and give us another opportunity to get it right, just like we thank him for allowing us to wake up, we can thank our friends and family, fellow believers. Thank you. Thank you for the moment that you allow me to spend with you, the moment that the Father has given us to talk about his word. Going back to this 1 Thessalonians, encouraging everyone. We got to encourage one another. Because we don't know what's going on in a person's mind. We don't know. If you encourage that brother that this day is going to be a good day, and that the light of Yahweh Shua is going to shine within them, and that the Father is going to give you an opportunity to do your part, bringing someone closer to him, that gives you more encouragement to go out there and share that light according to how he wished to give it to you. But that was the thought for the day, for this Sabbath. I encourage you all, you know, just to understand that you are salt of this earth. The Father, he's going to give you some situations. He's going to give you some situations. He's going to try you. Why? Because there's some people you got to come across. Some people you got to help. In your household, outside your household, even when you look in the mirror, some things you got to go through in order to help yourself become a better servant for him. And sometimes when we look in the mirror and we see that that fire is singeing us because of the foolishness we got going on in us, we just got to take it. You know, sometimes we just have to, as you know, when we read the account of Yahweh Shua being tortured, sometimes we just got to eat those things. We got to take it. I take it. The only thing we can do is imagine. But when we're going through stuff, we just got to look at it as, you know, we're being tried by fire. That salt is being burnt into us, preserving us, making us a little more flavorful, you know? You know, I know people had that meal and, you know, that was good. You know, you trying to pick the last bit of meat out your teeth because, you know, that meat was good. You know, you're licking your fingers because that cake is good. You know, I'm going back to when I was a childhood and, you know, you being able to eat that batter out that bowl. But let me get off this, you know. Just, I don't know, it's just, I don't know. I think sometimes we as individuals, you know, we don't look at the simple things. And showing the next person that you really care for them and you really love them, you know, we sometimes, you know, I get caught up in this one. You just assume somebody know you care. You just assume certain stuff. And they may assume that. But for you to say it to them, that reassures them that you really love them, that you really care for them, that you really got their back, that you really give them the support that they need. So we can't just assume. You know, just a few words, two words. going to get better. Or, I love you. That's three. You know, just tell a person. You never know how that's going to change their moment. So, for all those who are listening, you're cared for. I care for you all. Care for you all. And I'm going to say that the Father loves you because he's utilizing me to speak to you to let you know that he loves you and that he's encouraging you to stay in his word. Follow his son. Follow that light. Follow that truth. Because it's that truth that Yahushua gives us that's separating us from all those who are not doing right. For all those who are choosing to be in darkness, if we're choosing to be in the light. We're choosing to allow that light to shine through us. So, family, I'm going to conclude this lesson. Hopefully, your Father opens your eyes to some different things that will bring you closer to him and his son, but ultimately bring you closer to being a better servant. Because the more we serve, the more we understand that we're here to serve, the more we become more like Yahushua. Because like he said, I didn't come here to be served. I came to serve. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you, Father, for your encouragement. Thank you, Father, for your kindness. But ultimately, Father, we thank you for Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King, that perfect example that you sent here for our purpose. To get right with you. Continue to allow the light of Yahushua, that spirit of Yahushua to dwell in us and help us to become better servants for thee, O Father. We thank you, Father, for the loving kindness. We thank you for the health and strength that you've given us. We thank you, Father, for the recoveries that you're allowing us to have for those that are in recovery for ailments that mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Continue, Father, to allow us to put on the full armor of ourselves from the wiles of the adversary. And having faith in you. May we continue to take on the fruit of thy spirit and changing our character for your purpose and for your will. Father, we thank you for the love that you share with us through thy son, Yahushua. Thank you. I'm praying on behalf of my household, reside in Israel, and all humanity. Father, may you help us all to get right with thee. In Yahushua's name, I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, fires the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. May you all have a peaceful and restful slumber. Shabbat shalom.
Together forever,
don't you know?
You'll glorify
God.
You
have the power.
It's about trust.